2020 has been a year like no other and has fundamentally rocked so many aspects of agricultural businesses and lives. Preparing for what comes next will take more than just investing in the farm. How can you use the DTN Ag Summit to invest in you? That's today on Field Posts. Is a DTN Progressive Farmer podcast that dives deeper into the most important trends in agriculture to explore the business's cutting edge. I'm your host, Sarah Mock. After a year of uncertainty and dramatic social, political, and economic change, trying to look ahead to the 2021 season can feel like a fool's errand. Thinking back to the winter of 2019, who would have predicted or prepared for the 2020 that was to come? And if the future is going to be that unpredictable, what use is there to planning ahead? These are reasonable questions I've heard as this year comes to a close, but they miss the key idea that though you may not be able to craft a perfect plan for the future, farmers can invest in making themselves and their operations more prepared for and resilient to rapid and unpredictable changes. How? By investing in you. In your leadership, skills, and awareness of opportunities and risk, investing in building your aptitudes as a farm entrepreneur will help you stay ahead of the next unpredictable crises. And a great place to start is attending the DTN Ag Summit. Today, DTN's Katie Dellinger joins us to give you a deeper dive on who you'll meet, what you'll learn, and all that you have to gain at this year's summit, right after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Field Posts is brought to you by DTN Ag Marketplace. Marketing is a year-round business, but it's not your only job, especially this time of year. As you focus on fieldwork, monitor your opportunities, and easily make an offer with help from the newly enhanced free DTN Ag Marketplace app. DTN Ag Marketplace facilitates end-to-end grain sales on your schedule. From your smartphone or mobile device, you can easily connect to local agribusinesses to view current cash bids and futures to sell your grain. Need more accountability in your marketing program? The app lets you set goals and monitor progress, as well as enter and track inventory. Confidently market your crops with DTN Ag Marketplace. Download it today for free on the App Store. And now, back to the show. DTN Farm Business Editor Katie Dellinger is leading the team that's taking the DTN Ag Summit Digital this year. Katie, give us a little bit of a deeper dive on, you know, who's going to be there?
You know, we really have, as far as like our speakers and topics, Sarah, we have such a great lineup this year. I am so excited. We've got everything from, we've got two motivational keynote type speakers that are really going to talk about sort of big issue words, trust and positivity. And they're not something that you would necessarily associate with 2020, but we've got these great authors. Both of them have written books. John Gordon is a specialist in positive leadership, whereas David Horsager is just the reigning expert in trust. And both of those are really big, powerful words that, you know, are integral in our everyday lives. So we've got those big pieces. We get down into some of the macroeconomics. We're looking at the post-COVID supply chain and economy. Then we get into data. We really have a fabulous segment here where between, you know, a discussion of all of the unique and interesting things going on in tractor technology through interviews with the winners of the Progressive Farmer Reader Insight Awards for all of the different combines and tractor cabs, what's going on there, where that technology is going. We follow that up with Dr. Ranveer Chandra, who is the head of agriculture at Microsoft. And he's really going to be talking about artificial intelligence and how it can augment growers' knowledge about their farming operation, the way technology will help them become more productive. Then we follow that with a panel on the ways data and technology is being used now. We're looking at some of the agronomic excellence and insights that from that ClearAg can provide to farmers. Then we have a panel, on this panel, we have a representative from Indigo who's really worked with their sustainability initiatives, particularly on rice for Budweiser and doing some different things in that space. Then we have Grow Intelligence, which, you know, DTN readers and Progressive Farmer readers really will know through our digital yield tour, but talking about some of the yield models and how those changes are coming down to the farm on a really granular level. So, and a lot, we've just got this eclectic is the wrong word, but it's just a very, I think, a powerful mix of presentations from big picture, thought leadership, business leadership side to what's happening in the industry, and then a really good look at where it's going and a look at the future, which, you know, after a year like 2020 where it's everything's been scrambled, I think taking that long lens out and looking forward is going to be a really refreshing feeling for farmers that attend the DTN Ag Summit.
Absolutely. I want to dig in. I want to start at the top and dig into these, this, both of the kind of positivity and trust. And I think those are such reinforcing topics at this moment. COVID is overshadowing everything right now. You know what? I think positivity in particular in this moment can almost feel like burying your head in the sand or failing to recognize the moment, you know, is, and maybe you can just talk about from your reporting and kind of drawing from other places as well. You know, what is the role for positivity right now and positive leadership?
You know, I was actually visiting with one of our business experts yesterday who's on the Ag Summit agenda, Lance Woodbury. And he was telling me, and I forget who the quote came from, but it was a Jewish survivor of a Nazi internment camp. And he had realized, you know, the way the Nazi and the German sort of whole culture had evolved was it really stripped the humanity away from everything, including the guards and the people who were there. And his way of preserving humanity was to choose how he lived his life and how he treated other people. So within all of the atrocities of what was happening, where life, liberty, love, everything could be taken away in a moment, he still chose to control his own actions. And it was a powerful moment for him being in one of those situations. And so there's clearly no parallels to right now. This is not necessarily a humanity atrocity, but there's a lesson to be learned there that regardless of the situation, you can control your attitude towards it. And I think a lot of people think of positivity and sort of, you know, it's this fluffy light, glass is always half full, but it really is the conscious choice. Your beliefs change your thoughts. And if you can change those beliefs, it rolls downhill to your thoughts and then your actions. And so taking little steps here and there, it's something that John Gordon really talks about when he gets into this power of positive leadership, really defining your purpose and knowing that in a core way, and then taking steps from there can really result in this ripple of positive effects just by sort of changing the way you believe, you think about things. And so in 2020, when it's been such a tough year where so much has been out of farmers' control, sort of taking a little bit back of, okay, this is how I think of it, and reframing that discussion in a way that's, okay, what are the positives here? How can we be a little bit more positive in those things? It can have some outsize effects, and it's just a good way to think about it. John Gordon, when I've seen him speak before, he's worked with some incredible sports figures. I know him and Dabo Swinney from Clemson have done a lot together, especially in those pre-years to the national championships, and sort of helping coach Dabo to become the coach. And so he's really worked with a lot of people on that type of a level, to change their leadership aspect. He also has, Sarah, I think more than half a dozen, probably a dozen books on different elements of positivity in different situations. And a lot of it's come from his own experience and some of the turning around his life. So I think there's just a lot of lessons for farmers and our attendees at Ag Summit to learn from his message on this one.
I think the other key thing too that we're talking about at Ag Summit this year is trust. And I think, you know, we live in a world of social media where positivity kind of feels like a pervasive attitude in a lot of senses, but it doesn't always feel honest. And trust and honesty, I think, kind of fit into each other in an interesting way. And I think more than we want to talk about it, maybe trust is really a key part, not only, you know, within a farm organization, but with partners, with consumers, with kind of the outside world. So much of that is relying, you know, acknowledged or not, on trust-based relationships. So give us some, you know, a little bit of a preview of what farmers might learn about that and about kind of improving those trust-based relationships in their business.
So David Horsehager actually was our keynote last year at Ag Summit, and we just got such rave reviews on him and the presentation he gave, the content, that we said we have to bring him back again this year because there's so much more our audience can learn. He is the author of The Trust Edge. It's his iconic book. He has several other titles as well. But he also runs the Trust Institute, and he does a survey or an indicator of trust levels within the media. And he's been very interesting for us to talk to this year as we've been preparing for this event because of his perspective on what's happening on our national political and our social issues that are going on right now. And so I think when farmers really tune in and listen to him, he's going to have some incredible things to say. He is a powerful speaker. He's engaging. He grew up on a farm in Minnesota, so he genuinely, truly understands us. He tells some really riveting stories about the time his father found a nudie magazine on the side of the road, and you know, his attitude towards that, and how he, you know, you could really, how David learned he could really, really trust his father because his father was a man of his word. And it helped form what David calls the eight pillars of trust. And he's going to get into a couple of them with our attendees at Ag Summit this year. And I think, you know, like you pointed out so well in your question, is that sometimes positivity and sort of that, it can sometimes feel hollow in this age of social media. There's maybe not as much behind it. But when you are genuine and authentic, you can build trust through some of those same mediums. And you see that all the time, actually, with a few of the other folks who are on our agenda. Meredith Bernard comes to mind. She's of This Farm Wife, her YouTube podcast. She's just very genuine and authentic, and it's something that's built trust with her audience. And so from every aspect of business and relationships, farmers need trust in their everyday life. I was visiting with our Young Farmer and Rancher Award winners this week, and they really talked a lot about, you know, who do they buy their inputs from? And a lot of it really came down to trust. They've built relationships with certain suppliers. One of them even discussed how she felt like she wasn't being told about bundling deals when she bought her seed and her chemicals, and she was buying them separate. And she found someone that told her that, hey, you're not getting the best deal here. And it was one of those things that built trust, and it changed the way she bought her inputs. And so, you know, there's that level of trust, but you also mentioned the trust between consumers and the farmer. And I think there was a lot of that trust was shaken this year just with some of the supply chain disabilities that happened. We're going to really get into how the ag economy is changing in light of that, and how some of those supply chains are shifting to rebuild that trust and what they're going to do. So, I mean, David Horsehager is really going to put, he's sort of he caps the day on Monday. We're calling it the Power Lunch with David Horsehager and the Trust Edge. And I think it's really sort of a theme that's going to underpin and weave together all of the messages we're trying to share at Ag Summit.
Yeah, I think it's really a powerful foundation, those two ideas, to kind of build the rest of the summit on, because I think so many conferences are just so focused on kind of products and sales and, you know, getting companies in front of farmers. And I think DTN's Ag Summit like really makes a point to, you know, build to invest and help farmers invest not only in, you know, the future success of their business, but in their own kind of self and you know, growing as people as well as business owners and managers, and you know, all of those things are combined into one. So I think that's really awesome. But we also have to move on to talking about some of that data. I mean, DTN is a data company in its heart. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, the technology side and the data side and what some of those conversations are going to sound like.
Well, oh, this is Sarah. This is like my, I'm so excited for this part of the agenda, just because there's so many diverse voices we're bringing to the table on this one. And I think, you know, it really is the issue that's driving agriculture in a lot of ways right now. I mean, I think a few years ago, there was this question of who owns your data? What are you going to do with your data? But I actually, one of the young farmers, again, I visited with this week, and she had said, you know, that on her farm, there's planting season and spraying season, there's harvest season, and then there's data season. And we're really getting into data season for farmers. And, you know, this is one of those areas that is, it sort of separates in some ways the really, separates the businesses, the ones that are struggling the most from the ones that are capturing opportunities. It seems to be the farmers that are adopting and are using their data and really digging into their numbers are the ones that are finding creative and unique places to make change that are positive for their business. You know, for one instance, this farmer had mentioned, you know, last year, they were wondering why one field was not yielding the way they thought it should based on its soil type and the water they had used. Well, she went back through her records and found that they'd planted the same hybrid on it for 3 years in a row. Well, they changed that up this year and saw, I think it was a 30 bushel increase in their yields just by looking back at the data and figuring out what they could do differently. You know, and there are just many, many ideas, ways that farmers can dig into data and do that. Some of the farmers I've visited with have really talked about, you know, they've been able to break down their costs on a per crop basis and maybe know it by field, but even taking it down to that per acre level by incorporating everything as detailed as a cell phone bill into those costs and spreading it out across their acres has been able to help them cut costs or make better or decisions that increase their return on investment. And so when we look at what we're talking about at Ag Summit, we've got sort of that big picture, long range view with Dr. Ranveer Chandra from Microsoft on sort of the Internet of Things, what's going to change and how that's going to bring even more data to farmers' fingertips. And then we're going to follow that up with people who are living and breathing and trying to provide these data solutions to farmers every day. One of them, John Muse, who is the with ClearAg, which is a company DTN recently acquired. He's an incredible scientist in himself. I don't know how many patents he holds, but he's also a farmer. And he really takes into the account all of these agronomic data points that are quite, can be pretty powerful decision-making tools for farmers, whether they're proactive or it's sort of on a longer-term climatological basis. You look at what's happening in some of the crop modeling that companies like Grow Intelligence are doing and how those are getting so much more accurate. To tie into that, we also have a breakout session discussing how weather trends and weather forecasting is becoming so much more accurate. I mean, you think about a decade ago, you couldn't trust a forecast that was for the week coming up. You could only really maybe say the next few days might be accurate. But now when you're looking at what's available, sometimes these 2 weeks, these long forecasts are pretty good. We're getting much better. And a lot of that's because we have so much more data and it's far more, the storage of that data has become cheaper. The computing power to analyze that data has become more available. Machine learning, it's all accelerating at an incredibly quick pace. And there's lots of opportunities there. And I think our conversations we're going to have about ways to maximize and find pieces of data that maybe farmers hadn't looked at before or hadn't considered might be eye-opening in some ways, and perhaps it will give ideas on things people can do to make positive change in their businesses. And, you know, hopefully that in the long term really helps them progress towards what the sustainability from staying in business year to year to year, despite what may or may not go on with prices and some of the other factors that are outside of their control.
Probably for some folks who are thinking about whether or not to attend Ag Summit, you know, part of the consideration is just such a big part of the experience of going to Chicago every year is just being able to see farmers face to face, to have those conversations. You know, I personally get at least as much from just chatting during the networking sessions as I do from the speakers, who are also phenomenal. So give us a little, you know, DTN's cognizant of that. You guys are working really hard to make sure that level of engagement is still very much accessible as part of this experience. Talk to us a little bit about the breakfast and about networking and about how farmers, what opportunities farmers will have at the virtual summit to meet other farmers.
Yeah, Sarah, this is something that we've put a lot of thought into at DTN, because the networking piece of these virtual meetings is what's been really hard for anyone to find out a way to make it work so far, a way to really have those meaningful experiences. So the approach we're really trying to take is this is the chance for farmers to talk to farmers. And so each day, or at least on Tuesday and Wednesday, we will have breakfast roundtables. This is what we call them when they're in person. So we decided to keep that element, just that name, for that, you know, sort of throwback and that comfort. It's, you know, they really are a little bit more, I would say the feel that we want to create is more of a coffee shop. You're going to a coffee shop with farmers from across the country. Bring your donut, grab your coffee. There's 7 a.m., so it starts the meeting out, and we've got about 6 topics each day. And what we're really trying to do is have most of those be hosted by farmers talking about issues on their farms, or things like data, weather, agronomy. We've got a couple of farmers on the agenda that I think most of your podcast listeners will probably know. We will be having Reed Thompson and Ryan Jenkins this year. They were, if you follow DTN and the Progressive Farmer, they were our View from the Cab farmers this year. Reed is from Colfax, Illinois, sort of in that wonderful spot of great dirt in central Illinois, whereas Ryan Jenkins, I think he's one of the southernmost farmers we've ever had in this series. He farms in the panhandle of Florida, and he does cotton and soybeans and a variety of other crops. And he's just, Pam Smith, our crops editor, has written 30 articles profiling these two farmers over the course of this growing season. And I know that especially with some of the struggles they've gone through, both those farmers have told us that they've gotten an incredible amount of feedback and outreach from readers who have followed them and are invested in their stories and want to hear what's been going on their farm. With Ryan Jenkins and the number of hurricanes he's had come through this year, he has told us that it was something that really gave him a lot of hope. And so we're excited that those two will be hosting a breakfast roundtable. So anyone who has followed their stories or really wants to ask them any questions about what's happened this year, to share and be a part of that, they're going to be waiting and just ready to talk to people. These breakfast roundtables are going to be sort of like a Zoom chat room. So you just kind of show up, say hi, introduce yourself. We might have a few, I don't want to call them games, but some engagement activities. It's very much going to be about connecting with the other farmers that are there. We're also going to be having Quentin Keneally and Ethan Zorb. They're a couple of our social media, they're quite popular on social media. You may remember Quentin from, you know, a few years ago when it was really flooded in those parts of Nebraska. He wakeboarded down the side of the road being pulled by a truck just in the ditches on the water, sort of one of his first viral videos. So those are two Nebraska farmers that will also be hosting one of our roundtables. We've got a number of others, but you're just going to have to log in and see who else we've got for some of those sessions, because we've got a really great lineup. We've got a lot of good topics of conversation, and I think farmers will really enjoy the chance to just sit down, have a cup of coffee, and ask others what's going on in their parts of the world.
You know, I think the other exciting opportunity about Ag Summit is that you also will get to hear, I mean, for our listeners, everyone, every DTN staff person who we've talked to on this podcast, who, you know, from Todd Holtman, who does the monthly WASDE with us, to Chris Clayton, who works in DC and is up on all the latest politics and ag industry stuff. All of these folks will be there. And not only are there actually a couple of great talks that I'd love for you to give us a preview on if you can, but also DTN reporters will just be around and you can kind of track them down and you know, pull them into like a little Zoom meeting if you need to and ask them the questions you have. So I wonder if you could give us some, talk to us a little bit about the opportunity to interact with kind of these reporter DTN reporters and experts at this virtual event.
There are a lot of different ways, Sarah, and we're excited. That's sort of the upside of these virtual events. You can sort of chat with anyone who is registered on the platform. You can just send them a little note in there and go back and forth. You can, we actually also have a photo gallery that we're going to be incorporating into our program and our discussion in some unique ways. You know, just as you're attending Ag Summit, show us what's going on your farm that day. Show us where you're working from, you know, just to bring people in and help them feel a little more connected. We've got a lot of our, the people you read about or read their writing in DTN and the Progressive Farmer are going to be widely available throughout this event in a lot of different ways. Some are going to be hosting those breakfast roundtables. Some are hosting breakout sessions on those timely topics. You know, one of the things that we've heard a lot of questions about and that's gotten a lot of traction is with President-elect Joe Biden coming in. What is his tax plan? What does that mean for farmers? We've got a number of opportunities with Rod from Clifton Larson Allen, who is our tax columnist. I don't want to butcher his last name, so I'm not going to say it. But he's got some really great perspective, and he'll be available in a couple of different ways to answer some questions on that. We've visited with some experts on land values, some experts on generational change and how to handle and build relationships and some of those things. So we've really got a great showing from the DTN staff that maybe is a little bit different than Ag Summits in the past, but I think it's going to be a good chance to connect and reach out to the names and meet some of the people that you read about or see their bylines in DTN and the Progressive Farmer.
And in addition to that, there's, you know, I think some of the, at least two of the maybe most anticipated talks are from DTN folks, you know, one of them, of course, being the weather outlook for 2021. What can folks expect to hear? What kind of updates can they expect to get as they, you know, are using Summit to prepare for the season to come?
Well, I think one of the big questions, especially as regards weather and markets right now, is what's happening in South America. And Bryce Anderson really has some great tools at his disposal through the DTN weather suites of products that we have and the way we've expanded our capabilities there in recent years. He's got a perspective like no one else in the ag industry. Some of our long-range forecasting is top-notch in the industry. I think you can expect for him to sort of look at what's happening in South America from a rainfall and dryness perspective, which has been a bit of the issue. And if there are any real crop problems in South America, that could change a lot of dynamics for the U.S. grain market in the year. And Todd Holtman, our lead analyst, will follow up with that with sort of his outlook for 2021. They are always, Sarah, some of the most anticipated pieces of Ag Summit. And I think we're excited to have those as a part of our virtual event this year and some of the engagement opportunities we'll have around that.
Run us through the logistics of how to sign up, what folks will need to do in advance, and then what happens day of. How do you join the summit?
So first thing you need to do is register. Registration will be free for all DTN subscribers. It's a way for us to say thank you for everyone who has been a part of our company and our organization over the years with some of these tough times. This is the first time we've done that for our customers, and we really want to thank them for being so loyal, because DTN customers are incredibly loyal. What you need to do to register is to go to www.dtn.com/agsummit. It's our registration fee or registration pay page. If you go to the fees tab, is actually where you register. You just sign in, do that. And you should get a confirmation email afterwards. About a week before the event, you'll get an email from our platform, from us, sort of saying, okay, it's ready for you to log in. And we'll have the platform available for about a week ahead of Ag Summit. So anyone who is registered can go in. We encourage everyone to update their profile, add a picture, make sure the location you're at is correct, share a little bit about what you grow. The more you put in your profile, the more likely you are to connect with someone on topics of common interest. So we encourage everyone to do that. We also encourage everyone to look through all of the various tabs we'll have. We're going to have a lot of resources on the page. We'll have a lot of agenda items. You'll be able to see who all is coming. And so you can kind of create a plan of who you want to meet and other items. There are some polls and surveys that you can take while you're in there and checking it out. So we really are encouraging everyone to take a little time to get familiar with the platform before we go live, because when we go live, it's going to be a lot of things happening at once. And the more prepared you are for what kind of experience you want to take away from it, the better that experience is likely to be. On day of, we're going to get started bright and early, 8 in the morning. You'll see my face on camera. I'll be the host for the event, and I'm really excited about that. And what we'll do is we'll start out and we'll have a little introduction. We'll talk people through the platform, how to get to all the different places where our pieces are, how to access the trade show area, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some engagement throughout the platform. We've got a little bit of a point system and some great prizes for the farmers that are the most engaged, including if you reach a certain point, we're going to give you some special benefits for 2021's Ag Summit. So there are just a lot of things that are going to be happening at once. We're excited to have everyone join us virtually. I know it's not quite the same as getting together in person, but it's 2020, and we're really just hopeful that everyone gets the content that they need to really start off 2021 on the right foot and in a healthy and safe way. And we are just looking forward to seeing everyone at the DTN Ag Summit.
You can learn more and sign up for the DTN Ag Summit at dtn.com/agsummit. The conference begins at 1 p.m. on Monday, December 7th, and concludes at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, December 9th. And if you want to learn more about this podcast, I will also be in attendance at the conference. I'd love to meet all of you and learn what you think about Field Posts. This episode of Field Posts was brought to you by the team at DTN Progressive Farmer, with special thanks to Katie Dellinger. This episode was produced and edited by me, Sarah Mock, with support by Greg Hillier and Kylie Swanson. And a big thanks to all of you for listening. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until then, remember, the future of farming is here. This episode is brought to you by DTN Spray Outlook. Simplify your day with DTN Spray Outlook. This tool produces an intuitive red, yellow, green color outlook that indicates the appropriateness of making applications from day to day, hour to hour. All the details on spray risk, wind speed and direction, dew point, and temperature are displayed on a single screen, available either on your desktop computer or mobile device. It's ideal for operators like you who are juggling many chores at the same time.